Look, you don't have to be watching maths or even like maths to relate to this. Last night, we met Bryce and his beautiful now wife, Melissa. And lovely. We loved Melissa. And don't get me wrong. Bryce, he works for our company. Yeah. He's works at a radio station in Canberra. He's part of the Fox FM family. But Melissa, just really nice girl.
Hadn't been with anyone for 12 years.
And last night on Maths, they did the honesty box where they were honest. So I'm just going to paint this picture, even if you're not watching it. So they've just spent the night together intimately. So that's all happened in their relationship. They're really together.
They got it on.
Then they have an honest chat.
I gathered.
Where Melissa has just said to Bryce, she's just said, I just thought you were hot from the minute I saw you. I told my pop he's really hot. And then in Bryce's, I'm going to say lack of wisdom, I'd say that to his face, he decided to be what I think is just too honest.
I'll be completely honest. I've always gone for the blonde hair, blue eyes, tan kind of girl, and someone that's like usually taller. I can't just say hi. I'd 100% come up to you in a bar and be like, come up and buy you a drink, because I don't know. But definitely when I first saw you, I was like, okay, not my type, but you have got blonde hair. She's not ugly.
Oh. Idiot.
So then poor Melissa's been in tears crying because she's... Yeah. See...
He only met her 3 days ago.
Yeah, and
lie.
But what's she expecting? You're dealing with a bloke called Bryce. You know what I mean? It's like, he's going to say something that's off. You know, that's fine.
Yeah, it's a bad... It's a mistake, Boxy.
Well, I know. And 131060, we want to hear about when someone was maybe too honest with you, or did you make the mistake and you were too honest? Because I think we've all had these stories, and maybe as a woman, I feel like I've definitely had them. I can think of twice in two relationships. One of my first relationships, like back when I was 18, and you're a teenager. Like you're still just trying to build your self-confidence. And my boyfriend at the time, and I get this. I now understand this in terms of my body shape. I am short and I have short legs. And I remember I was wearing shorts. And
I would have gone, no, you don't.
Well, he just said to me, but I did have bruises for some reason. My legs were a bit bruised and they weren't probably looking great. But he said to me, I'll never forget him saying, I don't think shorts suit you. Now, I have had that. That's been my thing for like 20 years. I can't wear shorts.
Really?
Because
you're lucky he didn't say you're just like an apple that's been dropped, a couple of bruises.
Well, that would have been better. He just really? Went, yeah, I don't think shorts suit you.
Oh, that's harsh. I would never say that to anyone.
He didn't need... I just realised he's been saying that to you since we started working with you, Nick. I wear shorts every day.
I wear shorts every day and I'll never change.
And Fev keeps saying, why are you wearing shorts? You need to wear pants. Oh, my gosh. That's exactly what I've been witnessing in the studio. But anyway, that stuck with me.
It would.
I also remember... another boyfriend telling me, it was sort of what Bryce said. He was telling me that one of his friends had said, she's not your type. And when you hear that as a girl, you go, it's such a neg. Like, it's so negative.
You'd wait till at least a year or two in to say that. Oh, well,
ever need to say
no, but when she said, I would say, like, I would have just said to her then, yeah, of course you're my type. Like, you're great. I think you're amazing. Bang. And then a year later when you're still together, go, remember when you asked me that question? You were not my type, but I'm so glad that I persisted with this because I am so in love with you.
Have you ever been too honest in your relationships? Well,
when I was 18 and I was trying to get my self-confidence up.
Oh! Okay. Can I ask Nick? Nick, do you think have you ever, even with Luke, were there things you go, just not good? I'm just going
to have you seen
tongue.
Luke? She just says yes to everything.
Yeah. I'm batting out of my league here. I don't want to stuff that up. Yep. What do you think? What are you good? Yep.